Patton Hills for IMR Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Breakfast with Patton Hills. Brighton Homes open line is 1300 23 55 48. Text is 0499 736 736. Twitter at Patton Hills SEN. Now, second week of the show, and we're really rolling out the superstar guest. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting him yet, but I'm admiring from afar. Justin Holbrook has done wonderful things at the Titans, and as we know, for the first time in 32 years, a Gold Coast team beating the Broncos twice in one season. Justin, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, boys.
Now, you've really, this club, you came and it was, we knew it was going to be a tough ask, but things are starting to turn around and turn around quite dramatically, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yep, obviously, you'd always like it to be a bit better. But look, I think, you know, when I was over in England coaching St Helens, and I've said this a few times now, but, you know, I had a good conversation with Mal Meninga about the club and where they were going, because I was sort of similar. I had a few questions I wanted to ask, and, you know, he assured me, you know, everything was in place now. As you boys know, it's a great area for sport, the Gold Coast, and rugby league's massive. So we just sort of had to get everything in place, and the owners wanted to be successful. So, you know, it was great timing for myself to join the club, and, you know, we'd love to be playing finals. We're going to fall just short there. But, no, it's been a good year. We've had some good wins, and I'm looking forward to the next few years.
Yeah, your record at St Helens is unbelievable. 70 wins out of 87 matches. That's great, Justin. The Titans look sharp and excited on the weekend. What are the things you've been instilling?
Oh, it was just sort of, that's how I want to see them play. And I want them to, you know, enjoy playing footy. And, you know, we're under these sort of strict, you know, guidelines at the minute with the COVID stuff. So, you know, we've just really got to enjoy coming to training and enjoy playing footy. And obviously, you've got to work hard to win games. And they're getting the balance right, the players, and they're seeing the rewards for it. So for me as a coach, it's great to watch. I just want them, as I said, really enjoy playing footy, but understanding, you know, they've got a job to do and understanding each person's role. It's been working well lately.
We'll talk about a couple of big-name recruits heading your way shortly, but I wanted to talk about what you've done with the halves. With Jamal Pogarty, it's just a wonderful story coming in from the Q Cup. And then Ash Taylor, who's a great young bloke. I met him at the Broncos quite a few times. He's, you know, used to come straight over and shake your hand and say, hi, how are you going? And we know he's been through some real dramas in his life, and, you know, we all call him the million-dollar man and all that sort of thing. What you've done with the halves, I think you've got to be pretty proud of yourself, mate, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes. Myself, yeah, as long with assistant coaches, if I can get that out eventually. yeah, no, we're all sort of working hard with the boys. But, yeah, look, they're both very different stories, aren't they? But both great ones, you know. Jamal Fogarty, I watched him in the Queensland Cup Grand Final last year, and I thought, geez, this kid's, you know, real, well, he's not a kid. You know, this player's great. And then he'd sort of been here before and had a couple of cracks. And anyway, then we played him in a troll game pre-season, and he played fantastic that night. And I just thought, you know what, he'd be great to get. And then we started the season not well. Then the COVID time stopped the game. And I said, look, let's get him in. And our assistant coach, Jimmy Lenehan, who'd coached Burley Bears for the last 5 or 6 yep. years, he obviously had a massive opinion of him as well. So he's come in and led our side straight away in halfback. And yeah, for Ash, I just want him to concentrate on playing his own game and not having to organise the team. You know, he's such a naturally gifted player that can see things that not many can see. So I want him to just free up his thinking to take the opportunity when it presents. And he's been doing a great job of that. So, no, really happy with those two boys. And obviously having AJ Brimson at the back just adds a lot more strike to us now. You know, he's one of our best players and had a fractured back, and we've only got him back the last 6-7 weeks. So it's sort of all coming together in that key area, as you boys know, getting the spine going, and they're doing a good job for us.
Oh, aren't they? Right, that's for sure. Brimson, Taylor, Rain, Fogarty, as you said. There's only one thing really you need to get on top of. It's Jai Arrow's haircut. What's happening there?
I know. Good question. Look, it's apparently he's hanging on to the back half, at least anyway, for charity, which I think is about next week. I'm counting the days down for the charity because I've got to look at that. Oh, I've got to look at that thing every day. You bloke come through once a week.
Oh, that's a relief. That is a relief. Yeah, that it's going to be valuable.
But I'm trying to bring the date forward. I said, mate, can we bring this charity date forward? But yeah, I think it's 20 seconds. So yeah, it's a bit out there.
Well, I'm always impressed with Jai Arrow's performance. He got knocked around a bit the other night, but you've got some big forwards there. I reckon it might have been Sammy Lassoni. Is that his name? Sammy Lassoni and Fatuaka?
Yep.
They cover some ground, don't they? They can really get around. I saw one do a tackle and about the play went on and he finished the tackle off about 40 metres down the ground.
Yeah, well, those big guys now, with the game getting even quicker with the new rules, with the six again instead of a penalty, so there's no stoppages. So those big guys are the ones that get affected the most. So we've got to spend as much time on them as the key halves we've been talking about. They're the ones that have got to work even harder now. So and they're doing a good job, as you said. That's why we've sort of been able to put a few wins together, because the big fellas are working really hard in defence for us.
Tell me there's not just a little bit of excitement there with Tino and Fifita heading your way in the off-season.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some key guys coming next year, and that's important. It's important for our club, and we've spent a lot of time working on getting the right people here, and I think we're doing that. And to have Tino, Dave Fifita and Herman Esaiasa coming from Newcastle, you'd have three really key forwards that are only going to sort of bolster our pack next year.
All right. Hey, Dustin, we really appreciate you giving us your time. You've got the Seagulls this week. You've been flying towards the end of the season. And there's a real buzz around the club, not only with you being there, but some of these big-name recruits and what you've done with them so far. We can only wish you the best of luck, and we hope that we can have a chat to you again on Patton Hill's breakfast at some stage in the future.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, boys.